今天我们要跟大家来思想以赛亚书。
Today we want to ponder on the book of Jonah together.
那我们先读以赛亚书一章第一到第三节。
Let's just read from the book of Jonah verses 1 to 3 of chapter 1.
耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来往尼尼微城大城去，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶大到我的面前。约拿却起来往他斯去躲避耶和华，下到月坡，遇见一只要往他斯去，他就给了船架，上了船，要与船上的人同往他斯去躲避耶和华。
Jonah chapter 1 verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord.
约拿是一本很特别的书。
Jonah is a special book.
很多人都对约拿有从小的时候就听过约拿的故事。
Many people would have heard of the story of Jonah since a young age.
约拿从小的时候，你听到约拿被一条大鲸鱼吃吞了。
And from a young age, children hear of Jonah being swallowed by a big fish.
然后不死，然后被吐在干地上，然后他又去传扬福音。
He didn't die, and he was fed upon the dry land, and then he went to preach the gospel.
所以约拿成为一个非常奇特的一本书。
And so the book of Jonah became a very amazing book.
就很多人在探讨到底在科学上有没有根据。
And many people began to study whether this is scientifically possible.
后来也有发现有人曾经被大鱼吞过，然后又没有死。
And then they discovered that there was once a man who was swallowed by a big fish but did not die.
但是约拿的故事的重点是不是在指人能不能在鱼的肚子里面不死呢？
But is the main point of the book of Jonah about whether a man can survive in the belly of a fish?
所以我们就要跟大家一起来思想这个问题。
So we want to ponder upon this question.
为什么要讲约拿呢？
Why do we want to talk about Jonah?
约拿的故事是什么呢？
What's the story of Jonah about?
约拿是谁呢？
Who was Jonah?
谁是尼尼？谁那个尼尼微城是怎么样的一个城呢？
And what kind of city was Nineveh?
为什么要跑去他斯呢？
Why went to Tarshish?
这些都是我们要一起思想的。
We want to ponder all these things.
但是今天的信息不会很长。
But the sermon today will not be very long.
因为第一呢，我是要引起大家对约拿书的兴趣，然后去读约拿书。
Firstly, what I want to do is whet your appetite with the book of Jonah and then be motivated to read this book.
更重要的是今天下午呢，我们有姐妹聚会，不可以占了他们的时间。
And of course, even more importantly, we have sisters, ladies fellowship this afternoon and we do not want to eat into their time.
所以你知道在我家谁的权力比较大。
So you know whose power is greater in my home.
所以你看到这里约拿书呢，所以首先呢，我们要先大家讲一件事情。今天早上呢，我要介绍两个这个科技的帮助你读经。
And I want to start with two things this morning, and I want to introduce to you technology to help with our Bible reading.
首先呢，我们要谢谢这个Jonathan 弟兄介绍这个超这个叫做 APP 叫什么 App 叫什么
应用
程序给我们的弟兄们。
And firstly, we want to thank our brother Jonathan for introducing us to this Bible app.
现在开始有好多弟兄都用这个一方面能够听圣经，一方面可以读圣经。
And this app allows us to read the Bible and also listen to the Bible.
我记得很多年前，这个我们的姐妹林迪一次跟我讲说，她的父亲不读圣经，整天看报纸，怎么办？现在呢，她已经读完第几遍了？两遍还是三遍了？
And I remember once upon a time, our sister Lindy told me that she's concerned about her father who's not reading the Bible but often reading the newspaper. But now our brother has already read through the Bible a few times with this help.
他已经读完新约可能两遍了，可能再三遍。他说要不要开始旧约？我们真的要开始旧约了。
And so he said he has finished reading the New Testament for once or twice, and he's asking whether we should start reading the Old Testament, and of course we want to.
当然不止 Uncle Robert 还有我的岳母也是已经把圣经读完很多遍，每一天都很认真的读经，而且听圣经。
Of course, other than our brother Robert, also my mother-in-law, who's also reading her Bible every day and also listening to the Bible.
在旧约的时代，他们没有圣经在我手上，他们是听圣经的。
In the Old Testament, they did not have the Bible with them, and so what they did was listen to the scriptures.
所以如果我很盼望能够叫你每个人拿起你的手机出来，打开这个找这个应用程序下载，然后使用。
And so I would really wish that everyone whip out your phones now and download this app and use it.
它不但是有英文也有中文。
It has English and Chinese.
还有很多的语言。
And many other languages.
而且当你听圣经的时候呢，你可以跟着圣经，它有这个圣经给你看，你要用电子版也可以，用你的自己的这个圣手上的圣经也可以。
And while you are listening to it being read, you can follow the verses through the app. You can either use it on your mobile device or your tablet.
一方面你可以操练你的这个读经的这个discipline，这个习惯。
You can, on the one hand, discipline yourself in this reading.
同时呢，你也学会读各种圣经里面不同的生字，你也懂得怎么样读。
And at the same time, you can also listen to how they pronounce the difficult words of the Bible.
同时呢，你会你的，如果你看英文的或者你看中文的，你的英文或者中文的发音就会越来越准确了。And
if you listen and read at the same time, your pronunciation will be more accurate.
而且呢，很多时候我们自己读的时候，我们会读一半，我们会停在不同的地方，停错地方，但是这个。 专家读的呢，他的顿号啊，他的这个标，这个不同的地方，他的读都有很有秩序，让我们更好的明白圣经。
And often when we read the scriptures ourselves, we do not know where to pause and where to stop. But when read by the experts, they pause at the correct punctuation marks and so on and so forth, such that we can understand scriptures better.
所以今天我们已经开始要看这个约拿书。
So today we want to begin looking at the book of Jonah.
约拿书是一个很特别的书。
Jonah is a special book.
它是列在12的小先知书里面。
It is listed among the 12 minor prophets.
但是呢，它的题材又不是真的属于先知书的题材。
But yet its genre is not exactly like the other prophecies.
它的题材是属于 叙述文或者是一个故事的题材。
Its genre falls under narrative or in the form of a story.
所以呢，这个我们就过去我们好几次都跟大家一起思想了，这个故事性的或者是叙述文怎么样来解释或者怎么样来明白呢，有一定的这个规则。
And in the past, we talked about how to understand and interpret narratives, and there are some principles involved.
所以我现在再跟大家复习一下。So
let me revise with all.
所有的故事都有人物。
All narratives would have characters.
就是要用人物的，人与人之间的沟通或者是行动来表达一个圣经的信息。
Through the interactions and actions of between the characters, it actually brings out a message.
约拿书就是一本书，基本两个很重要的人物就是约拿跟神的这个沟通或者对话。
And the book of Jonah has two main characters, which is God and Jonah.
所以他们的对话呢，成为一个很强烈的对比。
And their dialogue becomes a very big contrast for us.
所以在故事的时候呢，很要注意到谁是主角，谁是的配角。
So we want to pay attention in the story who are the leading characters, who are the supporting characters.
那么在故事里面，我们也注意到场景。
And in a story, we also want to pay attention to the setting.
它的背景是怎么样的？
What's the background like?
就好像我们看电影、看电视，他先拍一个人在家里，又拍一个人在海边上，拍一个人又在这个沙漠上。 它的背景每一个背景就代表一个 chapter， 一个每一章它的故事的这个一个单元。
It's like when we are watching a movie, the first scene is on somebody at home, the second scene somebody out at sea, and the next scene about somebody in a desert. Each of these scenes actually show us the background of what's happening to each character.
所以这一个场景，每一个场景是好像我们的书信里面的一个 chapter.
And each setting is like a chapter in an epistle.
那么这每一章加起来，每一个场景加起来呢，就存在了一个情节或者一个布局或者一个 development， 它的整个是这个故事的发展的情节。
And the links of all these settings together gives us the plot of the whole story。
如果你看约拿书的话呢，严格来讲呢，这边有七个背景或者七个场景，让我们看见这边就出现了。可以，如果我们用书信来看呢，应该分成七章。
And the book of Jonah has seven settings, which if we look upon it, like an epistle, ought to have been divided into seven chapters.
所以很自然的，当我们在讲的时候呢，就出现应该有七段来解释这一段这本圣经。
And so when we want to explain the book of Jonah, we will want to break it into seven sections.
但是到最后呢，我们总是要看到最终的结果，每一个故事都有最终的结果。
And of course, every story would have its ultimate ending.
每一个故事都能够吸引我们的注意力，是有很多情节是在意想不到突然间发生，结果呢，我们要知道它的结局是怎么样的了结的。
And many stories attract us because it draws us into the story and wants, leading us to want to find out what is the ending like.
所以每一个这个故事呢，我们总是要整个一起看，不能够中断来看。所以虽然有分成段落，但是我们要看到整个故事要表示什么意思。
So every story, we will want to follow through the entire story rather than to enter into one small part. We must pay attention to the entire story and the flow.
所以我请大家注意，在读完之后呢，他要知道他的主题在说什么。
So after you read a story, you must always know what the theme of the story is about.
刚才这个在讲完之后呢，我们就看他们两个人最重要的，其实在约拿书里面呢，就是约拿跟神的对话，他们的对话中最重要的主题就在里面出现。
And the book of Jonah focuses on the dialogue between God and Jonah.And the theme is actually brought out through this dialogue.
所有的故事呢，不像书信或者是论述文它基本上是要告诉你，它不告诉你，它让你说你应该觉得怎么样，这个情形发生的时候，你认为应该怎么样，它要你自己回答，而不是我们告诉你应该做什么。
And a story is unlike an epistle, nor is it like an argumentative essay.It doesn't tell us what is the outcome, but rather it wants us to have an emotional response after reading the story.
所以在第四章是最重要的，耶和华神问约拿，你为什么生气？你生气有理由吗？你为什么生气？好几次他问的时候，他的答案是什么呢？他没有告诉你，答案是要我们来回答。约拿这样做对吗？不对，我们就不应该效法约拿，我们要听从耶和华神。
And in the book of Jonah, at the end of the book in chapter 4, God asks Jonah a series of questions. Why are you angry? Is it right for you to be angry? But no answer was given. That's because the answer is to be evoked from our own response. And if we find that, no, Jonah shouldn't have done that, we will have our response and we learn the lesson.
约拿书你仔细看，只有两页。
If you look carefully at the book of Jonah, it's only two pages.
如果你听完到之后，等一下下午午餐的时候，你坐下来一看一下，一下子就看完了，你就看完一本书。
After the sermon during lunch, you could take a short time to read through this, and you would have completed one book of the Bible.
所以你如果看12本小先知书，很快就看完了。
And it will take you a very short time to finish reading through the 12 minor prophets.
你看约拿书呢，四章其实有58节，如果听的话呢，少过10分钟你就听完了。
The book of Jonah in 4 chapters has less than 58 verses. If you listen to it being read, it will be over in less than 10 minutes.
所以很快你就知道了。这个故事的背景，下一次我们来讲下一个礼拜，或者是我们继续再讲的时候，你就有更好的认识。
And after you read through or listen through this book, you will know its background such that when we preach on this book again in the next couple of weeks, you know exactly what's being said.
当你习惯了这样的听圣经、读圣经之后呢，我要告诉你一个好消息。明年开始呢，我们就开始旧约，我们从创世纪开始讲起。
And once you are familiar and you get into this habit of listening and reading scriptures, next year we will begin from Genesis, and that's the good news for us.
在我们的小组讨论当中呢，我们就会看创世纪，然后看出埃及记、摩西五经都一起看，用一个概括式的来看完它。
And in our small group discussions on Sunday mornings, we will begin in a survey form to go through Genesis all the way for the first five books of Moses.
而且我们的姐妹聚会呢，也会更详细的看这个创世纪。我们小组是概括性的看。
And in the ladies' fellowship, they would actually look at the five books of Moses in a greater detail, while in the small groups, it will be in a survey format.
小组的组长在过这几周里面呢，我们 的弟兄Jim 已经给我们一个很好的详细的解释整个摩西五经。
And between the small group leaders, our brother Jim has led us through a detailed study of the five books of Moses.
所以我们在星期六早上七点钟已经在这边已经一段时间了，所以在这边已经预备好要带领大家查旧约。所以如果你预备好预备自己的心能够一起去读，然后我们就会更好的得着。
And we come every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. and we come to study the Word of God. So if you also join us in the small group discussions on Sunday mornings, you will benefit greatly.
让我们回到约拿书。
Let's come back to the book of Jonah.
基本上呢，我们今天早上只看了三节。
And this morning we'll only look at three verses.
这三节很简单。
Very simple verses.
但是呢，我是盼望通过这三节挑起你对约拿的兴趣，能够两页的圣经，四章两页，很快就把它读完。
And through these three verses, I hope to whet your appetite such that you want to read through the next two pages, four chapters, which will take you a very short time to complete.
所以在这段圣经里面，他说耶和华的话临到亚米开的儿子约拿，到底约拿是谁呢？
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai. Who was Jonah?
那么另外呢，我要将他神要约拿做什么呢？就是在第二节，神要他去尼尼微城，去告诉他们说，你们的恶大到我的面前。一说他要神要约拿去告诉他们，你们犯罪，神要审判你们了。
What was Jonah told to do? The answer is in verse 2. God told him to arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. In other words, to proclaim that they have done evil in the sight of God, and judgment will soon come.
所以那个问题是约拿是谁？神要他做，约拿要做什么呢？那么结果约拿做了什么呢？约拿做了跟神违背的事情。
So who was Jonah? What was he told to do? And what did he actually do? In the end, he did what was against God's command.
你看第三节，约拿起来呢，就逃往他是逃避耶和华。他神要他去东边，他就跑去西边。
Verse 3, but Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. God wanted him to go east, he went west.
所以他在逃避耶和华，你是不是在逃避神呢？
He was fleeing from God. Are you fleeing from God?
这是一个逃避神的先知。
This is the prophet who fled from God.
你是不是在逃避神呢？
Are you fleeing from God?
我们每一个人都知道，心里面神要你做一件事情，神要你去一个地方，神要你做什么呢？你知道，但是你是不是在逃避？
And each and every one of us, we might know what God wants us to do, but are you fleeing from God, not wanting to do that?
所以我就把这段圣经分成三段，非常简单。
So I've divided this passage into three points, very simple points.
第一就是约拿这位先知到底是谁？
Who is Jonah the prophet?
那么神要他做的计划是什么呢？这个就是约拿的计划。
And what's the plan that God wanted him to carry out?
所以我们就研究尼尼微是一个怎么样的城。
And we want to look at what kind of a city was Nineveh.
其实尼尼微城在我们的报纸上面都有报道的，只是你们不知道它的名字。
Actually, the city of Nineveh regularly appeared in our newspapers.
伊拉克现在在伊拉克北边靠近最后伊斯兰教国教ISIS 在的最后一个城市 Mosul 就是尼尼微城。
And the current city of Mosul in the north of Iraq, where ISIS is still operating, used to be the city of.
最后被攻下来了，当然。
Of course, we know that it has been conquered.
整个尼尼微这个摩苏整个这个城呢，已经现在天空非常糟糕的一个城被ISIS 打得乱七八糟。
And the city of Mosul is now in ruins because of the war set forth by ISIS.
那么神要他去这个城传扬这个神的话，为什么他一听到整个都会跑呢？这个就是那个问题。
God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh. Why did he immediately flee when he heard God's word? That's the problem.
所以呢，我们是三点。第一呢，就是 the prophet, the plan, and problem， 或者是约拿的先知、约拿的计划、约拿的问题。
And so we have our three-point outline of this sermon: the prophet, the plan, and the problem.
所以，但是呢，我们跟大家讲这个约拿书呢，是属于12小先知书的一本。
And we mentioned just now that the book of Jonah belongs to one of the 12 minor prophets.
很多人对小先知书都大先知书也不知道，小先知书也不知道，所以很不熟悉。
Many people are unfamiliar with what is known as the major and the minor prophets.
所以我要你打开圣经的这个目录，在前面打开圣经的目录。
So I want you to turn to your content page of the Bible.
如果你打开你的圣经的目录，你看到圣经呢分成摩西五经，就是律法书，然后历史书，然后有诗歌，就是诗篇。最后一部分呢，在旧约里面呢，就是先知书。
And so in our Bibles, if you turn to the content page, we first see in the Old Testament the first five books of Moses, followed by the historical books, and then we have the poetry, which is from Job all the way to Song of Songs, and then it is the prophets.
来到先知书里面，你看到那边写以赛亚书、耶利米书、耶利米哀歌、以西结书、但以理书，这些都是大先知。
And then in the prophets, we begin with Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. This belongs to what we call the major prophets.
所以大就是他的书很长。
And they are called the major prophets because of the length of the book.
其他的在但以理书下面，你又看到吗？何西亚书之后下面有12个呢，这个就是小先知书，因为它的书很短。
And after Daniel, beginning with Hosea and onward, we count 12 books, which are known as the 12 minor prophets because they are shorter in length.
所以你注意看，从何西亚书算下来呢，有先有何西亚，然后呢就约珥、阿摩斯、俄巴底亚、约拿、弥迦书呢。这些呢都是我们叫做小先知书。那么这些书呢，前面五本呢其实就是写在被掳之前的先知。
And Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, and Micah, these are the minor prophets that were written before Israel was exiled.
当然大家知道这个神在设立大卫为王，那么大卫把位传给这个先当然是扫罗，然后叫大卫，然后就传给这个所罗门。所罗门之后就这个国家列成两个，南国跟北国。但是这南国跟北国之间呢，后来都灭亡了，就出现他们被掳的情况。
And we know that after King Saul, God anointed David as king, which was then passed on to his son Solomon.And during Solomon's rule, Israel was split into two kingdoms, the northern and the southern kingdom. And both of the northern Israel and southern Israel in the end were sent into exile.
所以在这个还没有被掳之前，还没有灭亡之前呢，从何西亚到弥迦呢，就是在那段时间侍奉的先知。
And before the exile would be the prophets Hosea all the way to Micah, they were serving during this period.
然后呢，你如果你把你的小线柱画起来，前面五本就是在被掳前的先知，然后被掳中的先知就是尼迦书、拿鸿到西班牙，这几本呢是属于在被掳之间、被掳中间的做先知的。
And so that was before the exile, and then we have during the exile, the prophets Nahum, Habakkuk, and Zephaniah would have been prophesying.
那么最后三本呢是他们被掳之后归回的时候呢，就是从这个哈该到这个马拉基三本呢是回归之后做先知的。
And the last three of the minor prophets, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.Were the prophets that served during or after the return from the exile.
我们多讲的时候大家会熟悉。
And you will become more familiar as we go through it more often.
就是大家都熟悉，有大卫，有这个扫罗，大卫、扫罗、大卫、所罗门之后呢，分成两大，分成南国跟北国之后呢，他们都一起灭亡，在那段时间做先知就是这样分。
And so we are all familiar with Saul followed by.David and then Solomon, and now we are talking about after the kingdom split into northern and southern kingdoms, and before the exile, that was this Jonah.
所以这些小先知书呢，你如果翻一翻呢，十二本一下子就看完，因为通常一章、两章、三章一下子就看完了。
And the minor prophets are short in length. You will finish each book very quickly.
所以刚才我们讲到怎样解释叙述文，那么将来我们会告诉你怎样看小先知书。
So we talked about how to interpret narratives. Next time we will talk about how to interpret the minor prophets.
所以但是我们来到这边讲的时候呢，我们发现约拿书虽然是十二小先知书中的一本。
And we know that the book of Jonah is one of the 12 minor prophets.
但是呢，它跟其他的小先知书又不一样。
But yet it is different in structure compared to the other minor prophets.
因为所有的小先知书都是神的话临到先知，先知把那个话告诉以色列人，神如此说。
Because all the minor prophets except one would record the word of God coming to the prophet, and the prophet.Then proclaim the word of God to Israel, thus say the Lord.
所以小先知书都记载先知告诉他们说神告诉他们的话。
So the minor prophets record all the words that God has for Israel.
但是约拿书不是这样，是约拿是书是形容有关那个约拿先知约拿的事情。
But yet the book of Jonah is not in such a structure, but rather it is a narrative about the story of Jonah.
所以他就是讲到约拿到底什么事情发生约拿，所以他不是在讲约拿，不是把神告诉约拿的事情，神告诉约拿的只有几句话，一句话而已。你去告诉尼尼微城，我四十天后要审判他们，就是这么多。但是整本书四章在形容约拿做了什么，不是在形容神要他讲的话。
And throughout the whole book, there's only one very short section about what God told Jonah to say to Nineveh, which is God will judge them in 40 days' time. And for the rest of the book, it's all about how Jonah responded.
所以可见呢，这一本书呢，应该是当作 narrative, 当作叙述文来处理，而不是当作小先知书来处理。
So this book ought to be treated like a narrative rather than like the rest of the minor prophets.
所以这一个呢就非常很有趣。所以我们在讲叙述文的时候呢，我们用这本书作为一个标准来让大家参考。
So this is a very interesting book, and as we speak and preach on narratives, we want to use this as a case study of how we interpret narratives.
那么这一本书呢很特别。
And this is a special book.
那么这本书呢，我们可以称作叫做这个讽刺文学。
We could call this book an irony or satire.
意思是说，你会发现这本书所讲的呢，都是非常讽刺性非常高的。
And it is full of irony and is a satire.
神的先知不讲神的话。
The prophet of God refuses to speak.
神要他去，他却逃走。
God wants him to go and he ran away.
第二章如果你仔细看下去，第二章呢，神他逃走之后呢，神就神使到 他逃走的时候呢，他就去坐船，神就使他那只船要翻覆。
And so after he fled and he was on a ship, God caused the ship to almost capsize.
那么这些水手都是，我们知道水手是很没有道德的，很不敬畏神的，全部信了主。
And all these sailors on the ship who were immoral and did not fear God at the beginning, all became believers in God.
约拿不要传福音给他们，结果他们信主了。
Jonah did not want to preach the gospel to any of them, but yet in the end, the whole ship of sailors became believers.
那么后来呢？神第二次呼召约拿的时候，他去告诉尼尼微城，尼尼微城这个城啊，到底是什么城呢？是一个非常恐怖，非常可恶，他非常残忍的一个王，非常骄傲的一个王。
And then after Jonah finally went to Nineveh, what kind of a city was Nineveh? Nineveh was a cruel city, and the king was also a cruel man.
那么约拿去传道的时候，他什么都不讲，说40天神要创造你，要毁灭你，他就走了。结果他整个城，包括那个王，全部悔改。这个是根本不可能的事情，所以你可以发现这是一个讽刺。
And when Jonah went to Nineveh, he said nothing except that God's going to judge him in 40 days, and then after that he left.
So,
but in that short little message, the whole city repented, and so this is ironic.
所以神要告诉我们，整个手法是告诉我们，你看，应该有的你没有做，神使到那些犯罪很不道德人的信主，那个骄傲的王谦卑自己，整个尼尼微城你不传道，却很多人信主。
And so God is telling us that what we ought to do when we do not do, then this city who is actually wicked and cruel, and the king was proud yet humbled himself, and the whole city repented. This is really an irony.
所以整个这个约拿书呢，是一个属于在文学上面造诣极高的一个本书。
And this is a book in literature studies that holds a very high regard.
其实整本书约拿书基本上分成两个部分。
And the whole book of Jonah is split into two sections.
第一章、第二章属于第一部分，第二章、第四章第一、第二是一个部分，第三、第四是另外一个部分。
Chapters 1 and 2 is one section, chapters 3 and 4 the second section.
这两个都是 parallel, 是平行的。
And these two sections run parallel to one another.
第一章说神的话临到约拿，叫他去传福音，他第二章他逃跑，第三章神的话临到约拿，叫他传福音，他真的顺服，这其实是平行的。
And the first part, God's word came to Jonah, but he fled. And the second part, God's word came to Jonah again, and he finally obeyed. So these two sections actually run parallel.
第一章神的话临到这个约拿，那么第二章是约拿的祷告，第三章神的话临到约拿，约拿就去尼尼微城传福音。第四章你也看到约拿的祷告，所以第二、第四章都是在神。第二、第四章都是约拿跟神的祷告，或者是约拿跟神的对话。
And chapter 1, God's word came to Jonah. Chapter 3, God's word came to Jonah. And chapter 2 records Jonah's prayer. And chapter 4 again records Jonah's prayer. We could say that chapters 2 and 4 run parallel in the sense that they are both dialogues between Jonah and God.
但是如果我们更详细的分的话，
But if we divide it with a little bit more detail,
第一章呢，就是神呼召约拿。
The first chapter is about God's calling of Jonah.
这个是一个场景。
This is the first setting.
这个是 first scene, 就是他的角度或者是他的镜头拍到这一点。
And so this is scene number one, and the lens of the camera is now focused on this section.
第二个场景呢，他马上约拿就跑到海边，他乘船离开了。
And the second scene, Jonah flees on a ship to somewhere else.
就是约拿不顺服。
And this is Jonah's disobedience.
结果神起了大风，把他推下海，结果他就被大鱼吃掉。
God caused a storm, and he was thrown overboard and swallowed by a big fish.
第三呢，就是约拿在他鱼的肚子里面祷告。
And the third scene is Jonah's prayer in the belly of the fish.
神就把他吐出来。
And God saved him, the fish spat him out onto dry land.
你看到第三章呢，跟第一章呢，是很相似的，神第二次又呼召他。
And then we find chapter 3 very similar to chapter 1, God calls Jonah again.
那这一次呢，不是在海上，他这次的听话了去尼尼微城。
And he obeyed this time, went to Nineveh.
然后他在，然后尼尼微城后来所有的人信主之后呢，他就生气向神说，为什么你要拯救这些人？这些人到底他非常向神发怒，就是在第六章啊第四章的向神祷告。
And the sixth scene is when the whole city of Nineveh repented. Jonah became angry with God that they should have repented. So this chapter 4 then records Jonah's prayer to God.
我们很多人说，哎呀，你知道吗？大这个彼得讲道，3000人信主。
And we often say, we often exclaim about how when Peter preached, 3000 became believers.
哇，彼得真的是一个很好的讲人。
Peter was a good speaker.
让我介绍另外一个更好的讲人。
Let me introduce an even better speaker.
这个人啊，他去尼尼微城讲了一句话，那边几百万人信主。
Jonah went to Nineveh, spoke one sentence, and a few million people believe.
因为他在最后的，如果你看第四章最后一节，他说那边有不能够分辨左右手的，就是小孩不能够分辨左右手，有12万之多，所以你算一算，那边有多少人口？
And in chapter 4, when we read about God saying that there is 120,000 people who does not who's not able to distinguish left hand from right hand, referring to children. So there was 120,000 children. Are there not a few million people in that city?
所以神在这边就问他大，就问这个最后最重要的这个对话呢，就是在第六章下半段。
And the most important dialogue is recorded for us in the second half of chapter 4.
神问这个愿啊，你为什么向我发怒呢？你这样发怒有没有理由呢？他两次问他，答案圣经没有记载，意思说我们要回答。这个就是一个叙述文的一个特色。
And God asked Jonah why he is angry and whether he has the right to be angry at all, yet there was no answer given. And this is meant to evoke a response from us, and that is how narratives are usually structured.
所以我想大家一直在等，到底是尼尼微城在哪里？为什么第三节说神叫他去尼尼微城，他却跑去他斯？这个这两个地方在哪里？
And of course, some of us might be wondering where is Nineveh and where is Tarshish, and what do we mean when we say Jonah fled?
耶路撒冷呢，就在这个小点，约帕就是在这个港口。那么尼尼微城在伊拉克的这里，它从应该向东北去，它却往到他斯，它是在西班牙的最右边。
And Joppa, the red dot in the middle of the two arrows, is where Israel would have been. Israel is there and Joppa is right there, but God wants Jonah to go to Nineveh, which is a little on the northeastern side, but he actually went the northwestern side towards the tip of Spain where Tarshish is.
所以呢，意思他要神叫他去尼尼微城，他不肯去。尼尼微城到底是什么城？他为什么一听到他马上跑？而且如果从这个书的这个文学的价值来讲呢，他很鲜明的。 这本书呢很有文学的价值，很它的造诣非常高。它的对比是神通知他的时候呢，他马上就跑，他马上跑到哪里？跑到最远，大家所不知道的地方，叫做他斯去。
And so this book is highly valued in literature studies. When we read about how Jonah, when he was caught, immediately went in the opposite direction. So what kind of a city was Nineveh that caused Jonah to have such a immediate drastic reaction?
那么你看第三节，他说愿啊起来就往逃往他斯，逃避耶和华。
And verse 3, Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
如果你注意看我们的华文圣经，英文圣经也是这么写的，他下到约伯，那么就遇见一条船呢，他应该是下到船，原文是下。 他一下到约伯，下到船去，然后来到第五节，那个船出现大这个风浪的时候，他下到船底沉睡，很沉沉，下到他这边的意思是，他下一直下一直下，意思说他的属灵光景是不断的往下走的。
And second half of verse 3, he went down to Joppa, and the original text says that he found a ship going to Tarshish, and he went down the ship, not went on board in the original text, and all this is showing that he is got his spiritual down spiral.
那么来到第五节的时候，当到船有大风浪的时候呢，他自己却下到船的最底处沉睡，又进入沉沉，下到他的沉睡当中。
And verse 5, when the ship was about to capsize, Jonah gone down into the inner part of the ship, and this is really referring to his downward spiral of his spirituality.
所以这边你看到他的这个文学的造诣非常高。另外呢，我们还看到一件事情呢，这边很喜欢他这本书呢，约拿很喜欢用大，尼尼微是个大臣，他有大罪，他讲很多大。
And so this book,in literature studies actually found that it is a very profound book. And the other word that is often repeated is the word great. When describing Nineveh, it's talking about the great city. And when describing their sin and their evil, it's also about their great and their great evil and their great sin.
让我们回来看看，再来仔细讲这段圣经的重点。
So let's come back to the theme of this passage.
刚才只是给你知道这本书的背景跟这本书的分析啊。
And we were just going through the background and also the breakdown of that book.
所以这边讲到第一节，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿，这个约拿是谁呢？
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, who was Jonah?
在圣经里面，这个先知约拿只记载两次。
In the whole Bible, the prophet Jonah was only mentioned twice.
第一次呢是记载在列王记下十四章。
The first time was recorded in 2 Kings 14.
这个约拿呢在旧约里面记载在两次，第一次是在约拿十四章。
And the first time, 2 Kings 14.
他是在什么时候呢？他是在北国耶罗波安的时候呢？做耶罗波安做王的时候，他做先知。
And Jonah was a prophet at the, in the northern kingdom when Jeroboam was king.
他在那个时候做王呢，他是一个很出名的先知。
And during Jeroboam's time, Jonah was a famous prophet.
他怎么样出名呢？
How was he famous?
如果从今天我们的背景来看呢，他是一个prosperity gospel 的先知，就是他是一个成功神学的先知。
In our modern day terms, Jonah would have been a prosperity gospel prophet.
因为耶罗波安是一个非常败坏 的皇帝，他带领所有的以色列人背叛神的。
Jeroboam was a wicked king who led Israel against God.
但是呢，这个约拿在那时候呢，预言说耶罗波安你的国会兴盛，你会得回大片的土地。果然神使到他的大胜，所以他是一个prosperity， 他就是他说耶和华你一定会成功，你一定会做好这件事情，所以当时候的人都很喜欢他。
And Jonah, when he prophesied that Jeroboam, an evil king of Israel, would have success and he would regain much of the land that was lost.And indeed, it happened. So Jonah was very popular among the sinning Israelites.
如果我们在当时候，我们说，哎呀，耶罗波安这个皇帝不好，你还说预言他会把那个国家制造的更兴盛、更成功，你肯定是一个成功神学的先知。
And if we were in those days, we would have commented that Jonah is a prosperity gospel preacher.
所以神叫他去尼尼微城宣告人的这个审判的时候，他不去。
And that's probably the reason why he did not want to go to Nineveh when God wanted him to go there to preach the judgment.
这个就是有一些解经家认为他不去尼尼微城的时候，因为他都说你会成功，你会成功，要是你会灭亡，他最好不要去。所以有些人说他是这样的先知。
So some commentators believe that Jonah only wanted to preach good news like what he did in Israel, and when told to preach judgment, he refused.
如果你有兴趣的话，你听我念，就是在《列王记下》14:25.
And we are talking about 2 Kings 14:25. Do listen to me read.
第十四章，我从24节念起，他就是耶和华，他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，不离开尼巴的儿子耶和华，使以色列人现在罪你的一切罪。他就是耶和华收回以色列边界，从哈马直到亚拉巴海，正如耶和华以色列的神借着仆人加特西夫。 亚米泰的儿子先知所说的话，这边就告诉他在那边先知约拿预言，你一定会成功，就是这个意思。
2 Kings 14:24, and Jeroboam did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which he made Israel to sin. He restored the border of Israel from Lebo Hamath as far as the Sea of the Arabah, according to the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, which he spoke by his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was from Gath-Hepher. So some people say Jonah was a false prophet. He was a prosperity gospel prophet. Of course, we do not accept.
为什么呢？因为新约主耶稣在引用到这个约拿的时候，提到约拿的确，他说这个罪恶，这个邪淫的时代呢。 没有别的神迹，除了约拿，他在指约拿的时候，他真的是先知，而且是属于神的先知，也是神所爱的先知。他说，这边呢有一个人比这个先知更大，这个他就预言到自己主耶稣说，他必须在这个地的这个死里面3天3夜，好像约拿一样。
And we know that because in the New Testament, Jesus actually quoted the prophet Jonah and recognized Jonah as a true prophet of God, and alluded to his own burial of 3 days and 3 nights in the tomb to Jonah's being in the fish.
所以在圣经里面其实就这两个处，一处就是约拿书讲到约拿，另外一处在列王记，其他地方没有讲。So
other than these two places that tells us about Jonah, which is in 2 Kings and also in the New Testament when Jesus referred to him, otherwise, there are no other parts of the Bible that speaks of Jonah.
约拿是什么意思呢?
What's the meaning of Jonah?
约拿这个名字的意思就是鸽子的意思。
Jonah means dove.
什么时候鸽子代表什么呢?
What does the dove represent?
你记得吗？挪亚神使洪水灭这个世界的时候，挪亚在漂流的时候，40天之后，挪亚放出去的鸟是什么鸟？就是鸽子。
And we know when God destroyed the whole world with a flood during Noah's days, when Noah let loose a bird, that was a dove.
那么鸽子呢，基本上就是代表和平的意思。And
dove represented peace.
所以这个很有意思，神差人约拿去尼尼微城说，我其实是要来告诉你，你们悔改，我就给你们和平。And
this is interesting because it means that when God sent Jonah to Nineveh, he is telling the Ninevites that if you repent, I will grant peace to you.
你知道吗？在鸽子呢，在旧约利未记5章里面讲的时候，也可以用鸽子当做献祭来献给神。In
Leviticus chapter 5, doves can be used as a sacrifice to God.
你记得吗？当如果你读第2章的时候呢，他约拿上了船，结果那些船。 在大风浪的时候，船要沉的时候呢，他们把约拿当作祭物献给神的时候，丢出去海的时候，浪就平静了。And
if you continue reading the book of Jonah in chapter 2, when the ship was about to capsize in the storm, the sailors threw Jonah overboard like a sacrifice offered to God as a dove, and then the storm was still.
诗篇55篇提到鸽子的时候呢，是讲到他诗人很盼望向鸽子逃避这个 terror， 逃避这些恐怖的结局，好像鸽子这样飞走啊。所以你这个约拿呢，逃避尼尼微这种恐怖的人，赶快逃跑，也有同样的意思。
And Psalm 55, speaking of the dove that is fleeing from danger, is just like Jonah fleeing from Nineveh.
那么第二呢，我们来看这个就是我们所知道的约拿。第二呢，就是约拿的计划是什么呢？
So that's the prophet Jonah, and now what about his plan?
第二节呢，你看第二节讲到你起来，他告诉约拿，约拿要起来往尼尼微城，这是神的计划。但是约拿的计划呢，其实是逃跑。
Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city. This is God's plan, but Jonah's plan was to flee.
为什么他要逃跑呢？
Why did he flee?
啊，这个就是约拿的问题哈，我们顺便一起讲哈。
That is his problem, which we will go through together.
尼尼微城到底是怎么样的城？
What kind of city was Nineveh?
尼尼微城呢，是当时非常残忍的一个城。
And Nineveh was a brutal city in those times.
这个时候约拿呢？面对这个尼尼微城呢，尼尼微城是当时候非常残暴的君王所统治的一个国家。
And it was during this time of Jonah ruled by a violent and a brutal king.
但是这个尼尼微城呢，神通过约拿向尼尼微城传这个福音的时候，整个尼尼微城信了主。但是过了很多年之后呢，整个尼尼城也灭亡了。
And through Jonah's preaching, the whole city of Nineveh repented and believed in God. But many years later, the city of Nineveh perished.
后来尼尼微城是被巴比伦所吞灭。
And the city of Nineveh was swallowed up by the Babylon.
是的，他们信主，当时候那一代的人信主，但是过了很几百年之后呢，他们下一代不信主的时候，他们却被这个巴比伦吞灭，那时候就是拿鸿先知预告的时候吞灭。
And yes, indeed, this generation of Ninevites believed in God, but a few hundred years later, the next few generations did not believe in God anymore. And during Nahum's service as prophet, the city of Nineveh was destroyed by Babylon.
所以我们有一句话说，历史呢，如果你不好好的学呢。会重蹈覆辙。
And so we have a saying that if you do not learn from the history, you will find history repeating itself.
所以在这边我们发现，神要尼尼微城，这个尼尼微城有多残忍呢？
How cruel or brutal was Nineveh?
他们攻打一个城的时候呢，不但是得胜之后呢，不但是那些军人被俘虏，连那个孩子、妇人全部一起被俘虏。
When they attack and conquer a city, the Ninevites would not just take the soldiers into exile, they will also take all women and children as prisoners.
他们把他们的头割下来。
They will cut off the head.
然后要他们的家人把那个头挂在那个木杆上，然后游街游行。
They would get the family of the person whose head was just cut off.To carry the head through the streets.
然后呢，他把人的皮呢，深深地扒出来，剥身皮。
They will skin people alive.
啊，然后呢，把它挂起来。
And hang the skins up.
然后他把人的舌头啊、眼睛啊、耳朵全部堆积起来。
And they will cut off the tongues and gouge out the eyes of the living and heap them up.
然后来显示他们的这个残忍，他以这个为骄傲。
And they were proud of their brutality.
所以当时候的人都听到这个城的人呢，这个王呢，这整个城呢，这个整个国家呢，都非常残暴的国家，所以大家都恨之入骨。
And in those days, people who heard about the evil deeds of Nineveh would all denounce it, and they would hate the city.
我们到过柬埔寨去。
We've been to Cambodia.
我们柬埔寨去的时候，有我们当下上一次我去三年前去的时候呢，有一个这个方宣老师带我去看一个他们的博物院。
And three years ago, when I went to Cambodia, one of the missionaries brought me to their museum.
在他博物里面看到都是骨头堆积起来的骨头，人的人头骨全部堆在一起。想到当时候波伯杀了多少几百万的人呢？是这样的杀，我们讲的 killing field 就是在那边杀了很多，非常残忍的对待这些人。
And this museum have stacks and stacks of human skulls that actually displays the cruelty of Pol Pot.During his rule, when he killed millions of people in what is known as the killing fields.
我们知道希特勒在东在在欧洲也是用毒气，用各种方法毒害非这个基督教徒，毒害犹太教徒，用各种很残忍的方法对待这些人。
And we also read of Hitler in the Europe who actually killed millions of Jews and Christians with poisonous gas.
我们听过了很多这种消息。我问你，这些人值不值得去救？
And we have heard of all these kinds of evil deeds, and I want to ask you, are such people worth saving?
你要去救他们吗？
Do you want to save people like this?
你碰到这样的人，你认为应该去救吗？
And when you know a person like this, would you consider him as worthy of being saved?
我们想最近呢，这几天的报纸，如果你看报纸，你就知道一件发生一件很大的事情，在沙特阿拉伯。
If you have been reading the news, you will know that a big thing has been happening in Saudi Arabia the past few days.
在沙特阿拉伯有一个记者呢，他是一个非常对他们当地的政府非常很多的攻击。
There is a journalist in Saudi Arabia who is very critical of the government.
那么后来呢，他去了这个 Turkey 这个土耳其的一个这个领事馆里面呢，去办一些手续的时候呢，他们看到他走进去，但是没有走出来。
And so in past week, this journalist went to a consulate in Turkey.To settle some issues, but he was seen going in, but he was never seen coming out again.
他的太太等他出来，他其实不是太太，这是他的未婚妻等他出来，他没有出来。其实他进去办离婚手续，那个是另外一回事情。他没有出来，后来去通知美国，就知道他进去了之后没有再出来。
And his fiancée was waiting for him outside. He was inside there to settle some divorce proceedings.And so she saw him going in, but she never see him coming out again.
所以西方国家就非常愤怒，为什么一个记者进去的时候没有出来呢？一定是在里面被杀害，然后呢，在里面被他解体分支，然后呢，把他运走。
And so the Western nations are all enraged that how can a journalist go to a consulate in and went in and did not come out? So.They have investigated and they are now guessing that he must have been killed and dismembered inside the consulate.
后来又听到有一些报道说，他们听到有七分钟的这个录音。
And then there are reports of seven minutes of this audio recording.
原来这个七分钟里面呢，这个沙特阿拉伯有派了15个人进去里面。把他解体，而且他是在七分钟不断地在呼喊喊叫，凄惨的喊叫，他活生生的把他解体。
And so they are now guessing that in that 7 minutes of audio recording of someone screaming and shouting in pain, that Saudi Arabia actually must have sent 15 of their kill squad to dismember him.
而且呢，我们看到从他们的这个路径的镜头里面看到15个属于他的这个皇室的这个的人，属于他的近身护卫进到那个地方去，同一天去。
And from the CCTV, it is also recorded that there were 15 of these royal bodyguards of Saudi Arabia who actually went on the same day.
所以我们问你。这个人这么残忍的对待他自己的公民，可以，这个人怎么可以？我们怎么可以让他不受到法律的制裁呢
？And such a ruler who deals with his own subject in such a cruel manner, should he not be dealt with by the law?
你看到世界有很多不公平的事情。
And you see many of injustice being done in the world.
你看到我们看到马来西亚有一架飞机飞在。在这个欧洲的时候，明明被打下来，到现在还是没有消息。
And there is a plane in Malaysia that was shot down when it was flying over European airspace, yet today is still left unanswered.
这些残忍打下这飞机的人，这些杀害人的人，这些在柬埔寨杀，这些人要不要传福音给他
？Those who shot down the plane, those who killed in Cambodia, should such people receive the gospel?
我想我们的答案是不要，我才不传福音给他。他如果在我旁边被淹死，我都不要拉他一把。
And of course, I believe many of our answer will be no. I wouldn't even want to preach the gospel to him. And if he's drowning right next to me, I will not even extend a helping hand.
这个就是为什么这个院啊，听到尼尼微城有人，神叫他去传福音给这些人的时候，他绝对不去。
And this is the reason that Jonah did not want to go to Nineveh when God sent him there.
哎，你如果仔细读这段圣经的，你会说，哎，慢一点，神没有叫他传福音，神是叫他传祸因，就是传神要审判你，神没有传要他得救。
But if you read carefully, you might actually contend that God did not send him there to preach the gospel. God sent him there to preach judgment.
他是要去那告诉尼尼微城。在四十天之内，你们全部要灭亡。
He was sent there to tell the Ninevites that they will all perish in 40 days' time.
所以约拿的问题是什么？约拿一听到，赶快跑。
And Jonah, when he heard that, he fled.
为什么
？Why？
他是要他去传审判，不是要传福音。为什么他会跑呢
？God wanted him to go there to preach judgment, not the gospel. Why did he flee？
因为这个约拿很明白神，他很了解神，他很知道神。
Because this Jonah, he knows God very well.
他说，我跑的就是因为我知道你要赦免他们。
He says that I fled because I know you will forgive them.
你看第四章，请打开第四章。
Look at chapter four.
你看第四章。
Look at chapter four.
第一节。
Verse one.
这一节，这是约拿大大不悦，甚至发怒，就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样，知道吗？我知道你有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且有后悔不就并且后悔不降之灾，所以我急速的往他之去。”所以他逃走不是因为害怕自己受到伤害，害怕自己的名誉受损，害怕不敢面对，不是，他知道神要赦免他，很快跑。他说：“我不要他们得救。”
Chapter 4, verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish. For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster. So, Jonah is in effect saying, I knew you are merciful, I knew you were going to forgive them, but I do not want them to be forgiven, that's why I fled.
所以我要告诉大家，你看到吗？这个约拿，哇，他很了解神。
So, I want you to know that Jonah knows God very well.
你了解神吗？
Do you know God?
你知道神吗？
Do you know him?
你知道不是知识的知道，你心里面真的很明白他是一个怎样的神。
Do you actually know and understand God in your heart, not just know about Him?
所以约拿很生气，你叫我去宣告审判，其实你要我叫他们得救。他一知道就往他是，然后最远最西方，可以讲说极乐世界去了。
And so Jonah is saying, I knew you were sending me there to preach judgment to them, so that they might repent, and I didn't want that to happen. That's why I fled.To the most western part, almost to paradise.
你看第三节。
Look at verse 3.
他说：“耶和华，现在我求你取我的命，我要死了，你我要自杀了，你把我拿走吧，因为我死了比活着还好。”耶和华说：“你这样发怒合理吗
？”Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it's better for me to die than to live. He even wanted to take his own life. And the Lord said, "Do you do well to be angry?"
所以你看到这个问题吗
？So can you see the problem?
那个约拿是一个和平的先知，我们看到约拿是一个很成功的先知。他的问题是，他的计划是，神告诉他要去传福音、传祸因，把告诉神要审判他，其实就是要他们悔改。那么约拿的问题是，他知道神要赦免他，赶快跑。
And Jonah's problem is that he is a successful prophet. He knew God very well. He knew that God was sending him there to preach judgment so that the Ninevites might repent and be forgiven. And that's why he fled.
你知道吗？我们每一个人都在逃跑。
Do you know that every one of us is fleeing?
因为神要我们传福音，请问你有没有传福音？
God wants us to preach the gospel. Are you doing that?
我们不但
God does not just want us to preach the gospel to people we love.
就算所爱的人，我们都没有传福音。
But yet we fail even to the people whom we love.
但是神要我们传福音给那个最不配、最不应该有的人传福音，你会去吗？
And when God wants you to preach the gospel to the one who is the least unworthy, would you, or the least worthy, would you go?
如果今天神要你去传福音给沙特阿拉伯的国王，你去不去？
If God wants you to preach the gospel to the king of Saudi Arabia, would you go?
神要你传福音给柬埔寨那个政府，你去不去？
Would you preach the gospel to the government of Cambodia if God sends you today?
我可以这么讲说，你想一想，你心目中谁你最讨厌，谁你认为最不配有神的福音领导的？现在我问你，神要你向那个人传福音，你去不去？
And imagine in your heart the person whom you consider to be the most unworthy to receive the gospel. Would you go and preach the gospel to him if God sends you?
答案是什么呢？
What's your answer?
就在这本书里面。
It's in this book.
你好好读它吧。
Please read it properly.
你好好思想，神是不是要我们去传福音呢？
Does God want us to preach the gospel?
就算是那个最不配的，最你认为他不应该有福音的。 你去不去?
Even the most unworthy individual whom you consider the least worthy to receive the gospel, would you go to him?
这个就是神要约拿做的事。
This is what God wants Jonah to do.
所以这个就是约拿逃跑的原因。
And this is the reason that Jonah fled.
但是我们再退一步，不要说最难的，我们连说你的邻居、你的家人、你所最爱的人，神要你去传福音，你去不去？
And let's take a step backwards. Let's not go so far to say the most unworthy person. What about your neighbor? What about your loved one? God wants you to preach the gospel to them. Are you going?
其实弟兄姐妹，这本书呢，这个还不是最大的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is still not the biggest problem in this book yet.
你有没有觉得这本书里面提到很多，我们讲这个是讽刺文学。
We said that this is irony in this book.
很多我们认为不可能信主的人，不配有福音的人，全部信主了，你知道吗？主耶稣在提到尼尼微，他说将来这些尼尼微城信主的人要审判你们，所以这些真的是得救的。他说这些不可能信主的人竟然信主了，请问这边是不是神的主权真的是超乎我们想象的？
And over here we find a city of Ninevites. They are the least probable of believing in God, but yet they all repented. And we know this because Jesus in the New Testament said to the Israelites that the Ninevites in the future will be judging you, referring to the believers of this day. And so this really shows us God's sovereignty in turning people who are the least probable to believe into believers.
你心目中认为那个最不可能信主的人，在尼尼微城这个约拿书里面看到神能。
In your heart, there are some people whom you consider to be the least probable to believe in the Lord, but yet through the book of Jonah, God shows us that with Him it is possible.
犹太人、犹太教里面有一些解经家就认为说这本书就是教导，就算最恶、最恶、最糟糕的恶人都可以信主。
There are some scholars in Judaism that believe that this book teaches us that even the most evil person is able to believe in God.
所以在这边你想看有没有任何人，你说他绝对不可能，但是我们看到最不可能的人在约拿书里面信主了。
And so are there some individuals in your life that you consider to be impossible to believe, but yet this book shows us the most impossible person can still believe.
你以为约拿他的讲道很好，约拿的能力很大，不是，他前面讲的最短，他只讲一句话，40天神要毁灭你，赶快跑，但这人全部信主，It's impossible, 这是绝对不可能的事情。如果神不做工，没有一件事情成功，但是对于最难的人，神都有办法使他信主，所以弟兄姐妹，我们还有希望。
And it is not because of Jonah's eloquence or his preaching skills. He just went to Nineveh, spoke one sentence to them that God's going to judge this city in 40 days, and after that he fled. Yet the whole city believed in just one sentence. So this is actually impossible by human's point of view, but it shows us that with God it is possible.
所以我们继续努力，我们继续祷告。 神可能在我们有事，在世上的时候看见我们不能想象的事情发生。
So we want to be praying that in our lifetime, even things that we think are impossible for some people to believe, God can cause the impossible to happen.
到底这本书的主题是什么呢？
What is the main theme of this book?
我给了你好几个可能性。
I gave you a few possibilities.
还有 一个更重要的可能性，我不告诉你，以后再告诉你。
There's one more possibility that I shall not tell you now, but will reveal in the future.
因为整本书是一个很文学造诣很高的，所以你在读的时候，它到底要表达什么呢？表达神对这个世界有的控制、管理权，跟他怎么样管理整个世界呢？所以这本书呢，有些人说这本书就是有关神的本性，神。 对人的这个本性，他怎么样对待人，就记载在本书里面。你自己读，或许你有答案。And
this book is a very profound, held with high regard in literature studies, which some people also say that it is about God's sovereignty and how He's in control of the whole world. So I want you to be reading this carefully for yourselves and see what is the main theme.
4章2页。 58节，10分钟。
Two pages, four chapters, 58 verses and 10 minutes.
你做得到吗？
Are you able to do that?
每天读两遍，下个礼拜我们可以再谈。
You can read through it twice a day, and we will talk about this again next week.
他们我们对传福音、爱主更有热忱。
May we be more passionate in preaching the gospel and loving our Lord.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let's close it. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, Lord, help us to firstly know you, know your nature, such that whatever that we do, O Lord, we might be motivated by our intimate knowledge of you, and may we be obedient to preach the gospel to people around us first, and then to people who are further away from us, may we also aspire to want to preach the gospel to them. In Jesus' name.